Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. The altcoin market continues to crush it pretty much across the board, with some of these cryptocurrencies just absolutely pumping out insane return percentages, triple digits in 24-hour periods. It's nuts right now. A little bit scary, but nuts. And want to talk to you today about some moves that I made in terms of rebalancing my portfolio. I've changed a few different things around overall to increase exposure to some of the altcoins that I think haven't really pumped yet, but might have that in them long term. So I want to talk a little bit about kind of where I rebalance the portfolio. I increased the number of assets, the number of crypto assets in the portfolio by a decent margin, just because I'm still at this point in time kind of open to take some risk with some of the profit that I had and kind of slinging it around a little bit. So we'll have to see if that ends up paying off or if that is just a stupid move. But we'll talk about all that today and more. If you are in the East Coast, hopefully it is not snowing too bad by you. That's why I have the dumb hat on right now, just because I'm about to go outside after this and shovel about a foot of snow. So that'll be fun. And yeah, we'll hop into it. Today, Bitcoin has been relatively stable. It's around the 15K mark. It's kind of been chilling in the 15K mark, which has been, for the most part, nice because it's provided a little bit of stability. For Bitcoin has kind of been chilling in the same spot, providing a little bit of stability, not crushing up, so the altcoins aren't losing steam as Bitcoin is potentially going up. It's been staying stable, and if Bitcoin drops, a lot of the time the altcoins go down maybe even further. So Bitcoin's kind of been staying still, which has allowed a lot of the money to flow into altcoins, and flow it has, and it definitely has. Over the course of the past 24 hours, Ripple, whenever Ripple stops running, I don't know, but it's over $3.50 right now. It's up 20% on the day in comparison to Bitcoin. Ethereum has, on some exchanges, broken $1,000, so we have four-digit Ethereum, which is crazy, but Ethereum is still lagging behind Ripple in terms of the overall market capitalization. Cardano is still making a pretty nice move. NEM popped up yesterday pretty nicely, another one of the general platform plays, and Tron has just continued a ridiculous move. I think Tron is pretty much one of the big stories right now, at least, and fairly interesting. We were talking about this a little bit the other day. Somebody pointed this out on Crypto Happy Hour, but they asked, is there any truth or is there any reason or is it simply a coincidence that a lot of the quote-unquote smaller, cheaper priced crypto assets out there are pumping more than or pumping more? And I think it in some cases, I don't necessarily know if it's a coincidence. I think that it kind of makes sense that there really are a lot of people out there. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there that simply think that the only thing that has to do with a crypto is the price. If I have a 20-cent cryptocurrency or a 20-cent asset, whatever, then there's no supply in the back end. There's no circulating supply. There's no total supply. All they see is the price. So, and not saying anything specifically about Tron or Digibyte or Sidecoin or Economy, but you got Tron at 20 cents, you got Digibyte at 11 cents, Sidecoin at less than 5 cents. I think a lot of people simply, and kind of the same could have been said yesterday when you had NEM making a big move. NEM was under $2. Cardano was under $2. Ripple making a big move under $5. A lot of these smaller cryptos out there, just because so many people think, hey, you know, I could buy a thousand Tron so much easier than I could buy 1,000 Bitcoin. I can never buy 1,000 Bitcoin, but I could buy 1,000 Tron. It sounds stupid. It sounds like a dumb thesis because hoping that a lot of you guys that watch this video, or 99.9% of you, I'm hoping that you understand how to calculate a market cap and that there is supply and there is a lot more to a crypto asset than simply the price per Tron or per Digibyte or per Sidecoin or per Bitcoin or whatever. There's a lot more to that, obviously, and there's a lot of complexity there. So the simplistic nature of it is interesting behind some of those pumps. But I mean, there have been crazy, crazy moves across the board with a couple different cryptos coming back. I mean, a lot hitting the all-time high recently in the past day. You have multiple ones out there: Tron, Digibyte, Sidecoin, Gnosis, Ripple, Library, Basic Attention Token, Ethereum, NEO, Game Credits, Golem, Stellar Lumens. They've all hit their all-time high in the past 24 hours. And then in the past 48 hours, you got another 10 or so that have hit their all-time high. NEM, Cardano, Stratus, 0x, Kyber, Populous, MadeSafe. It's, you know, OMG, Steam, across the board, they have been absolutely smoking. It's obviously great to see all these assets going nuts and going through the roof and pumping hard. I mean, it's incredible, especially if you have them in your portfolio. Your portfolio is probably going up and up and up and up every single day. But on the other end of the spectrum, I think it's getting to a point. I don't want to say it's mass hysteria or whatever, but I mean, I've kind of been getting a little bit worried as far as just, I don't know, the market's gone up so far so fast. I've been getting a teeny bit nervous, but for the most part, I've just tried to spread some of the, you know, spread some of my assets out a little bit now. We'll get into just kind of overall the portfolio and some of the updates I've made there. So if you are listening on the podcast, I'll put a link to my portfolio in the description. If you are watching on YouTube, I'll just pin a comment there. It'll be in the description there as well. But I mean, I've had a couple of nice movers recently that have gone up pretty heavily. The biggest one has been Cardano. Cardano went from being worth 3 cents all the way up to whatever it is at now. I'll pull it up just. Yeah, $1.17 at this point in time. Cardano went from being worth 3 cents to $1.17. It absolutely has crushed it, and it's been nuts. But I was, there was a certain point where I was just so heavy with Cardano that I know I talked about it being a really, really long-term hold, and that was more when I was thinking at more when I was thinking with it at 40 cents or 50 cents. I did end up what I did recently in the past basically day. Was I did take my initial investment plus a tiny bit of profit out just so that if it all goes away, if it all goes down somehow, that at least I got my initial investment and I got that back plus a little bit of profit. And the rest, you can see 17% of my portfolio right now in Cardano is I'm letting ride. We'll see what happens with it. But letting that happen at this point in time. But outside of that, I took some of my just overall profits and a little bit of my Bitcoin, and I have dispersed that now into some of the cryptos that I'm excited about and or think that they haven't necessarily pumped at the pace that the rest of the market has and don't maybe necessarily have the excitement that everything else has. So I have added a couple different things to my portfolio. I know typically I say, hey, I like to have like 5 to 8 assets in my portfolio. Went a little bit nuts shopping for altcoins yesterday, and I found a couple that I just felt confident in and have kind of a set point that I'm looking to potentially get. I have a set profit that I'm looking to potentially get out of them in kind of a multiple range. So we'll have to see what ends up happening with that. But the most recent entrance that we can talk about, so most of the portfolio is pretty much the exact same, minus some new additions. I believe I spoke about Bread recently, but I increased my position in Bread overall. That was one that I increased my position a little bit. I also increased my position in 0x, which I already had in my portfolio, but I increased my position in 0x. And the three newest entrants, so really the three main entrants of kind of where I took the initial Cardano profit, it's I put it into Wabi, ELF, and then AirSwap. So a lot of the thesis around Wabi and AirSwap is for at least for both of them, they were sub at the time I got in, sub 125 mil market capitalization, cheaper coins if we want to use that thesis as well. Wabi is less than $3. AirSwap is less than $1. 0x has done really nicely from a decentralized exchange perspective, and AirSwap is not the same. They're taking a different type of approach to a decentralized exchange, but on the same end of the spectrum, it is still that kind of that hot investment area of decentralized exchanges. So I'm excited to see what might happen there, as well as it's a legit team based out of New York, backed by Consensus. So I like AirSwap. I think AirSwap at some point in time, I'm thinking it has to pump. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but it's one of those solid projects that is the roadmap is a little bit farther away. So it's kind of a more of a, it might not pump in the next day, but long-term, I think it's an interesting one to continually add to the portfolio until it does. And then a newer one that just kind of came out of the market recently was ELF. AELF, or the ticker symbol ELF, literally like the Will Ferrell movie, Christmas movie. Shout out Will Ferrell. But in talking to one of my friends who was actually pretty much one of the individuals that had recommended Cardano back at 3 cents, and when I did my own due diligence on that, we talked a little bit about it, bounced some ideas back off each other. He had mentioned ELF, and ELF got into it yesterday. It's already pumped up like 60%, really heavy volume on Binance, and that's kind of one of the few exchanges it's traded on right now. But another one of the kind of Asian cryptocurrencies, and for whatever reason, cryptos based out of Asia just pump, and then they pump, and then they pump. So ELF is kind of one of those moonshots right now where, I mean, it's already close to $500 million in market cap, but you can see the volume on it. It's 180 mil in volume in the past 24 hours, which is crazy. And they have some pretty big backers too, which is nice. Novogratz's investment firm, Galaxy, is behind them. A few other big VC hedge funds, or not really VC, but a few other big crypto hedge funds have backed ELF. So that's an interesting one that I'm keeping an eye on to see if it can kind of get this same treatment that something like Tron got. Because even though it's pretty significant in terms of the valuation already, it popped up pretty high right off the bat. But if it could pull some modicum of a Cardano or a Tron, where it goes from half a bill, $600-700 million, all the way up to $5-10 billion, that's a pretty big multiple. And that's kind of what I'm looking at as a long-term play for ELF if that can perhaps come in. So I've kind of opened up the portfolio right now. I've seen a lot of these cryptos pumping, and I'm not trying to chase the pumps on something like a Ripple or a Stellar, or I'm not buying more Cardano. I typically am petrified of chasing pumps because I don't like the feeling of getting burned. So I've tried to find some value plays. Maybe these turn out to be value plays, maybe they don't. But we'll have to see kind of how it ends up working out. So I ended up doing a bunch of due diligence on a lot of these, reading the white papers, just making sure that I felt comfortable putting my money into it and going from there. As always, though, this isn't financial advice by any stretch, by any means. This is really just for a transparency perspective, so you guys can understand kind of where my head's at, what biases I probably have, because I have cognitive biases, you have biases, depending upon where you have your money in. And I will say it, and I'll say it again, and I'm still going to get a billion comments, but why no LTC? Why no Ripple? Why no Stellar? Why no Moon? I can't buy everything on the planet. I'm just not going to buy a basket of 100 cryptos just because that's confusing, and I don't want it all on an exchange and all that good stuff. So that's just kind of the way I've approached things right now. It's definitely more assets than I typically have. I don't remember the exact count here, but over 10 at this point in time, probably about 12. So typically I have between 5 and 8, and I just added a few more. So this is something that I'm excited to see how it pans out. A lot of them are smaller positions. So, I mean, Wabi is a 5%. Link is 5%. Chainlink is another one that I added. So actually got to add that widget in. But Chainlink is another one that's pumped up nicely. But Chainlink is another 5%. AirSwap is about 6%. ELF is about 4% of the portfolio. And then ZRX, like I talked about, I added a little bit, so that's about 8% of the portfolio. Zcash is still about 5, and then Bread is about 3. So most of them are under 10% of my overall portfolio. So smaller positions for sure, but I'm hoping that it could pull somewhat of a similar type of one of them, perhaps one of them, not all of them, because obviously you can't hit on everyone, but if one pulls some anywhere near a multiple that Cardano did, that'll give me an opportunity to, again, add to those and just kind of continue to multiply and see what I could do there. So I'm excited to see how that ends up panning out. Hopefully this altcoin run can continue for the time being, because I just dove in headfirst into some of the quote-unquote cheaper coins. But it may not, but this is an area where I'm looking to take some risks and see what happens. And again, this isn't financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor. So if you are new to the channel by any chance, hit that subscribe button. Hope this video was helpful for you. Hopefully you're able to maybe formulate some of your own ideas, do your own research on whatever you'd like to do, whatever you'd like to see. And I hope you had some of these cryptos that are just pumping through the roof right now, whether it's been Ripple, whether it's been Tron, whether it's been Stellar Lumens, whether it's been Gnosis. I hope you've been crushing it. Best of luck to you in these markets. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.